Thanks for calling Customer Services. Amber, how may I help you?
Sir, I have a problem. I did a service for Costco, and it's supposed to get something free. I just had to pay for the shipping and handling, and now they're charging me $56.95, which I did not approve.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
95204. I'll never do this again. Nothing's for free.
Yes, ma'am. I have your first last name.
Rachel Hernandez.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
95204.
Ma'am, can you verify your shipping address for me?
I'm sorry. 109 East Euclid, Stockton, California, 95204.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I noticed that you took a survey back on February the 21st, where at the end of the survey, you selected the tactical bag.
Yes.
And with that free gift, paying the shipping and handling, it advised if you did not cancel within 48 hours, you'll be enrolled in our Federal Direct Savings Club.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Where you get a $125 gift card code to use our online web store.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't approve all that.
Yes, ma'am. Because you get that each month you enroll as a member, and it will charge you $56.95.
For each month?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't want any of this. I did not see that. I don't want the bag. I don't want to be charged the shipping. I want it all back. This is ridiculous. I'll never take surveys again. Nothing's for free. Ay, ay, ay. I'm on a fixed income. I can't even afford to buy a thing of milk, and they're going to charge me $56. Ridiculous. I'm a disabled senior citizen on a fixed income. Oh, my Lord. And this just made my fibromyalgia go more stressed out because now they're going to try to take $56 from me. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get that counsel for you. And
Please.
I offer you a 35% refund.
I'm sorry?
35% refund.
No, I want it all. I need all of my money back.
Ma'am, it was a valid charge, but as a friends and family discount, ma'am, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm on a fixed income. I need that money to pay my bills. They're going to turn off my PG&E if I don't have that $56 back.
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying, but it was a valid charge, ma'am. And in your terms and conditions, ma'am, it stated if you did not cancel within the 48 hours, you was going to be charged, ma'am.
Oh, my God. How do I stop this? I don't want any of this.
Ma'am, I already got that account canceled for you.
Okay, how much money am I going to get back?
One moment.
Ridiculous. And I'm also going to contact Capital One to dispute this. I need all my money back. I did not approve this.
$28.48.
And I want the shipping charges back also because I'm not getting anything.
Ma'am, your shipping charge was valid.
Oh, my Lord. I'm being charged for something I'm not even getting. You guys are crooked. And I'm going to tell everybody about you guys, too. And I'm going to report you guys. Are you there, ma'am?
ma'am, I have your account canceled. You should see back in your account 3 to 5 business day. Would you like your confirmation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie.
Yes, Crook.
2590-86-047. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.